here.
Directing him through the hatch opening.
That's okay. That's good.
He can't see where he's going. He's backing out of the hatch.
So close on the,
He wants to guide him very carefully. They don't want
to
catch on the side of that opening. Delicate suit and backpack. He's guiding him out.
At the foot of the ladder, the lamb footbeds are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Mount mass is very fine.
Boy, look at those pictures. Wow. A little shadowy, but he said he expected that in the shadow of the lunar module. Armstrong is on the moon. Neil Armstrong, 38-year-old American, standing on the surface of the moon on this July 20th, 1969.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I think that was Neil's quote. I didn't understand it.
You know, one small step for man, but I didn't get the second phrase. Some one of our monitors here at our space headquarters.
The,
is able to hear that. We'd like to know what it was.
The surface is fine and powdery. I can kick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, like powdered charcoal, to the sole and inside of my boot.
His quote was,
in,
that's one small step
small
for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads and the fine sandy particles.
Hey, this is Houston. We're copying.
Oh, thank you, television, for letting us watch this one.
Isn't this something? 240 miles, 1,000 miles out there in the moon, and we're seeing this.
There seems to be no difficulty in moving around as we suspected. It's even perhaps easier than the simulations of 1/6G that we performed in various simulations on the ground. Absolutely no trouble to walk around.
Gee, that's good news.
This engine did not leave a crater of any size. It has about 1 foot clearance on the ground. We're essentially on a very level place here. I can see some evidence of rays emanating from the descent engine, but very insignificant amount.
We've had a...
Okay, Buzz, we ready to bring down the camera?
I'm all ready. I think it's 2 miles squared away in good shape.
Okay.
Okay, you'll have to pay out all the LEC, Ned. Looks like it's coming out nice and evenly.
Okay, it's quite dark here in the shadow, and a little hard for me to see it. I have good footing. I'll work my way over into the sunlight here without looking directly into the sun.
Okay, it's hot now.
I'm
on official time on the first step, 109.2420.
I think it's pulling the wrong one.
I'm just... Okay, I'm ready to pull it down now. There was still a little bit left in the...
Okay, don't hold it quite so tight.
Okay. Looking up at the lamb, I'm standing directly in the shadow now, looking up at Buzz in the windows, and I can see everything quite clearly. The light is sufficiently bright, backlighted into the front of the lamb, but everything is very clearly visible.
Okay, I'm going to be changing it up.
Okay.
Neil Armstrong moving around on the lunar surface now in the vicinity of the limb. Now back to the limb leg, one of four legs on the lunar module.
Checking the struts to see how they withstood the landing.
It's a lunar dawn, and long shadows are cast, but the picture is quite clear. You can see Armstrong moving about. It appeared at one point there that there was a change in polarity in the camera picture. That may have been caused by the bright sunlight when he moved into a lighted area.
Armstrong said the LEM is resting on a level surface and has only sunk perhaps an eighth of an inch into the lunar surface. And his repeating his first words, one small step for man, one giant leap for man.
The surgeon says that
camera installed on the ICU bracket.
The surgeon says the crew is doing well. Data is good, crew is doing well.
But I'm still in the LEC on the secondary stud.
Astronaut Armstrong has a sequence camera on his chest now. He was brought down to him on the lunar equipment conveyor. This is something like a clothesline, just a normal clothesline that you use with a pulley system, and it was fed down to him.
I'll step out and take some of my first pictures here.
He has it on his chest. He'll walk out now and take his first pictures.
Roger Neil, we're reading you loud and clear. Let's see, get some pictures and the contingency sample.
He says he is able to move easier on the moon.
35 and a half minutes of PLSS time expended now.
Than in the moon simulator during their training period.
Looking at Armstrong moving around there on the lunar surface, he gives the picture of an Arctic explorer dressed in heavy clothing to protect him from the freezing cold with a backpack.
It's a very good description, Russ. Really is.
Gingerly moving about now in the vicinity of the LEM ladder, Buzz Aldrin still in the LEM. He will not be moving out for a few minutes yet. Easy steps now as Armstrong turns his back to the camera and...
Neil, this is Houston. Did you copy about the contingency sample? Over.
All right, you're going to get to that just as soon as I finish these picture series.
What he has been doing is he's turning around a full 360 degrees, taking a snapshot with his camera from all angles from where he's standing.
In his description of the moon's surface, Armstrong said it was firm but powdery. He could kick it up with the toe of his boot. It would adhere to the toe of his boot like fine charcoal dust. He can see his own footprints and the boot tread on the surface of the moon.
He is now opening up his suit pocket on his left leg. This is what he'll put the contingency sample into. About 2 pounds of lunar material. He has more or less a stick with a little bag on it that he reaches down. It's a...
Okay, gonna get the contingency sample there.
Right.
Houston is really concerned about getting it.
This is number one on the list of scientific priorities, getting that first quick sampling of lunar soil, an event the mission has to be cut short, the men brought back early.
The curvature of the lunar horizon is clearly visible about a mile and a half to the west of Eagle. Armstrong has moved out of the visible range at the moment.
Okay, the contingency sample is down and it's up sample. Like it's a little difficult to dig through the...
That's
very interesting. It's a very soft surface, but here and there where I plug with the contingency sample collector, I run into very hard surface, but it appears to be very cohesive material of the same sort. I'll try to get a rock in here. A couple.
man picking up rocks on the surface of the moon. Armstrong is out of camera range.
That was beautiful video.
It has a stark beauty all its own. It's like much of the high desert of the United States. It's different, but it's very pretty out here. Be advised that a lot of the rock samples out here, the hard rock samples, have what appear to be vesicles in the surface. Also, I'm looking at one now that appears to have some sort of phenocrysts.
Houston, roger that.
All this of great interest to geologists who will give a close examination of these rock and soil samples.
Okay, the handle is off the... It should have been about 6 to 8 inches into the surface. I could put it easy to...
It is. It's, I'm sure I could push it in farther, but it's hard for me to bend down farther than that.